Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in this episode, we're going to consider part two of how to boost your brain. I'm going to open your eyes to some really amazing areas in your life and also how we can improve neurogenesis. Have you noticed what a noisy world we live in? From vehicle engines revving to barking dogs, there always seems to be noise. And did you know that over time, noise can begin to affect neurogenesis? Living in cities creates an internal stress. It leaves people feeling highly anxious and easily irritated. Researchers considered the effects that noise has on neurogenesis by studying mice. And these researchers used different auditory stimuli on mice to see which created the highest rate of neurogenesis. Amongst these auditory stimuli was music and baby mice calls. Whilst conducting the study, though, they used the silence as a control group. The research highlighted that each group had short-term neurological effects. However, the researchers were astounded to see that the 2 hours of silence each day created cell development within the hippocampus. Now, the hippocampus is a very important region within your brain. This enables your brain to turn short-term memory into long-term memories. It's crucial in enabling you to retain any sense of time and place. It helps you to form a coherent sense of self. It's really important to care for your hippocampus. The quality of your life is instrumental with this because when you become highly stressed, a very unpleasant action can happen. Stress can impact greatly on a person because during chronic stress, damaging hormones are secreted from your adrenal glands. These damaging hormones are known as glucocorticoids. They love to search out hippocampal cells and destroy them. They do this by breaking down the neural connections within your brain. When this happens, it is usually under severe stress. The person will often find that they've got black spots in their memory bank and they can't recall certain parts of that life event or that very stressful event that happened in their past. And as a result of this destructive action, amnesia develops. So when we consider what chronic stress can do, let's consider the importance of these studies with mice. Now, if you can recall, the researchers found that the silence for 2 hours each day created cell development or neurogenesis in the hippocampus. But why would this be? Well, the researchers said that total silence in nature creates higher alertness and sensitivity. Because within nature, when birds stop singing and calling, we become highly attentive, alert, and as a result, neurogenesis occurs. The researchers also noted that with the continuous noise that we live in, it's become a pollution to our mind. It's created stress, and as a result, it's decreased neurogenesis. So silence, on the other hand, becomes a welcome relief and it allows for full relaxation. It lowers our cortisol levels and it stimulates neurogenesis. But let's consider another area of your health and well-being and the choices that you make every day. Now, as we consider the Total Somatics online program, we are always looking to see how we can blossom from the inside out. So let's consider some choices of maybe what we drink and what that does to our brain cell development. So did you know that 75% of your brain consists of water? So to stay hydrated is crucial for your brain health. There are different types of drinks that have different effects on your brain. So let's consider them. Let's consider first of all water. Water is fantastic and it does speed up neurogenesis. What about the next drink, alcohol? Well, alcohol slows down neurogenesis and moderate alcohol consumption can slow the rate down by about 40%. There is one kind of alcohol though which counteracts the slowing down effects of neurogenesis, and that is that there's an active ingredient that can be found in the skin of grapes. Now this substance is found in red wine, whereas you're not going to find it in white wine because the skin's taken off before that substance kicks in. However, before you crack open a bottle of red to celebrate this information, just remember that alcohol slows down neurogenesis, and that active ingredient or that active substance that's within the skin of the grapes, it will stimulate neurogenesis. But by having a red wine, you're kind of back to square one because the alcohol might slow down neurogenesis. The substance might stimulate it, but actually there's been no new brain cell development occurring at all there. So sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Let's consider another one, coffee. Coffee actually reduces the rate of neurogenesis and it does impair memory. So ideally reduce your coffee intake significantly if you can, or maybe have a decaf if you feel that you do need that coffee. But many people have broken their habit of coffee drinking and as a result they feel huge health benefits. Within a few weeks, your body will learn to work and function without that stimulant and you'll be able to wake up more naturally. Could this be a healthy intention to break a habit that is affecting the rate of new brain cell development? Now let's consider another drink, soft drinks. Now the sugars and the sweeteners in soft drinks slow down the rate of neurogenesis quite significantly. But then let's consider green tea. Now green tea is a fantastic drink to stimulate neurogenesis. So could I ask you, could you replace your coffee for a green tea? You might be spitting at me or going, you what? But maybe could you consider looking at maybe if you still want your coffee, could you bring in a few more green teas within your day? Start to just bring that in, because the healthy neurological actions that result from drinking green tea far outweigh the effects of coffee. And think about it, your current and future health, your brain health, will love you for it. So in summary, in order to stimulate neurogenesis, we need to consider the following, and that would be to have less caffeine, less sugar, less alcohol. I'm sorry, it doesn't always sound that exciting, does it? But, you know, if we can start looking at ways that we still want to have a lifestyle, we still want to enjoy these things, but could we reduce them down? Could we start to have like the 80-20 principle? So 80% of the time we take foods and we take drinking that will help to stimulate neurogenesis. And then that 20% we can have what we enjoy. But we know that long term we've created a shift and a focus towards creating more brain cell production, a healthier internal environment. As a regular listener to my podcasts or a reader of my blogs, you know that I love to educate you all on different areas of your health and well-being so that you can make informed decisions. So when you have this knowledge and these skills, you start to feel empowered, don't you? You're able to enhance your health and well-being. And that's where Total Somatics considers the many ways that I can help you support your brain and body so that we can complement all of that and create a daily mindful somatic movement practice and a daily somatic movement lifestyle. So when you have a healthy brain, you're able to interpret, retain and recall cues. And within my online program, I provide you with many somatic movement audios to help you reduce pain, improve your posture, increase your mobility, and develop mindfulness. And within these audios, I provide ample time for integration. That's the quiet time between movements. And as we learned earlier, silence is very important for brain cell development and allowing your brain to absorb the somatic movements that you're practicing, so that this information can be impressed into your brain. And within my online program, I also break down various principles and concepts which are important to creating the total somatics approach to health and wellness. So if you'd like to learn more, go to totalsomatics.com and I'd love you to join me within the online program and we can start making some really good shifts and changes in the area of your health and well-being and really reaching the goals and intentions that you want. So until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.